Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome aboard. It is time now for our Community Connection, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home. And today we have Lighthouse Outreach Center in the studio, Errol and Sam. Guys, welcome aboard. It's good to see you again, Errol.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Nice
good
to meet you, Sam.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
So what's lighting it up at the Lighthouse?
Things are going really good. I praise God for his protection and provision. We've had no cases of the COVID there whatsoever, and God has just protected us. We can't do much because we're so confined in close living quarters, but he's kept from coming in, and we praise God for that. And also his provision. God has provided money this year and supplies and food more than ever. We had more money come in this year than ever, and God has just blessed us, and we have great spiritual changes going in people's lives. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful year, in spite of how difficult 2020 was for everybody.
Well, that is amazing, first of all, to think that in such a one-to-one and a very close relationship you have with each and every one of the people that you work with and try to help and try to assist, and people coming from all over, you were spared the wrath of COVID. That's incredible. Oh, man.
Amazing, yeah.
And you brought along Sam here. Yes. Sam, you look like you just woke up on the great side of the bed.
Yeah, you bet. I feel good. I'm feeling blessed and love my job. Love working at the Lighthouse. It's been a blessing for me and my family, and we just really appreciate that opportunity to do that.
Now, Errol, I understand that you're showing Sam around a little bit.
Yeah, Sam has been hired in December to be the assistant director, with the plan to be mentored by me, and so we can have a smooth transition when I do retire when I get old.
Which will be a while, because, you know, take a look at that baby face there. Look at that, look at that. Sam, you're going to be learning a while.
Yeah, yes.
Now, at the Lighthouse, so many people do get helped. And what is the criteria for reaching out to get help from Lighthouse?
The main thing is just give us a call and let us know what your needs are, or come by. It's best to call first, because we've been full for about 2-3 months now. This morning, we have 3 men's beds and 3 women's beds. Very unusual to have that many in one time. But over the weekend, some changes took place, and so we do have openings. But the only thing we can't take are sex offenders, because we have children there at the facility also. But other than that, people are welcome to come, and they'll need to agree to follow the rules, and that's a kicker for some people. And there's some people on the streets today because they don't want to follow the rules, and that's unfortunate, but we have to have people that are going to comply for the sake of everybody else that are trying to get their life turned around.
And getting their lives turned around is what it's all about. Sam, what have you learned so far since being at Lighthouse, and some of the success stories that no doubt you've seen?
Well, one of the things that I've learned about is God's grace is sufficient. It really is. And this is just a place for opportunities for people to make the most out of their life. I think that the greatest thing about the Lighthouse is everything is Christ-focused. Everything that we do, we focus in on Christ 24/7. And for some people, it's an opportunity to build their relationship with Christ, go back to Christ. And some people may not even know Jesus Christ, and it's a great opportunity for them to get fed spiritually. And you just see the change and transformation. The longer they stay there, we just see such a great transformation and them filled with the Spirit.
Now, Errol, for the folks who are not familiar with Lighthouse and some of the darn near miraculous things that happen there, when a person comes in, they're coming in pretty darn hard on their luck. How do we turn that situation around with them?
Well, the first thing we do when a person comes to Lighthouse, we put them on a 2-week restriction, which is to help them stay away from the bad influences, because we've had people come there and were scared by being there, but knew they needed to be, but somebody from the outside would talk them into leaving before they were ready to even get the changes. So we put the 2-week restriction on them. If they need to go to the doctor or Grand Lake or somewhere like that, we'll take them with a staff member. But other than that, they have to stay on the property for 2 weeks. And also, we have them turn in their cell phone for 2 weeks, because cell phones are a dangerous thing for somebody trying to change their life, because people out there that you've been running and gunning with don't want you to change, because it's going to mess up their plans. If you change, then they could too, so they don't want to see that. So there's many forces working against the person to change. So we try to help them the first 2 weeks, just sort of decompress is how we use the word, because they come there, some people are scared, they're embarrassed, there a lot of things are going on in their mind, you know, and they're unsure about what this is like, because we're not a typical shelter. We're not a big old gym warehouse with a bunch of cots and that's it. We have life programs. We teach purpose-driven life. We teach 7 habits of highly effective people. We have Bible study. We have chapel 5 days a week in the morning, 3 in the evenings, 3 nights a week. We have devotions and the staff together. And so there's a lot of opportunities for people to get some things taken care of in their life. Because most mm-hmm. people who have difficult areas in their life, those are just the symptoms of a heart that needs to be changed, cleansed, healed, and redeemed. And so we work on the heart issues. We do the other things, feed them, clothe them, things like that, that are necessary to prepare them to be able to hear the message.
Indeed, you got to make room for that message, and some of that means you got to take out the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that's kind of hard for folks when they first come in. You've seen folks probably struggle a little bit, haven't you?
Yeah, we've seen people come in just so angry and so bitter and so lonely and so hopeless. But then after they've been there for a while, I mean, we'll just say 2, maybe 3 weeks. I mean, you see a complete change in their view, their worldview. They're happy. They have some hope. Some accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. Some rebuild their relationship. And they go out and they get a job and they start saving. And we provide that structure, that foundation for them. And at first they fight it a little bit, but then they see how much it's helping them. And in just the short time that I've been there, I've seen restored relationships with family members that could have been, that were tragic, that family members didn't want anything to do with them anymore. And they see that transformation. They see that they're being helped. They see that they're getting better. And it's just a wonderful part to be, just to be a part of that. And the Holy Spirit's really working, really working.
And you gentlemen are blessed to see that front and center every day.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I'm in a ministry where you don't have to go out and hunt people up to get saved, or hunt people up to tell them you got a problem. They come knowing that they have a problem. All we got to do is love them, guide them, have some firm love given to them, and you see God work. It's beautiful. It's what I, my whole life been preparing me for this. And same way I see that in Sam also. There's a book called Cut to Fit that a friend of mine wrote. It talks about how God prepares us for the ministry he has for us. And mm-hmm. I see Sam was he was a youth missions pastor at First Wesleyan here in Bartlesville for about 10 years. Then he worked for DHS in Osage County for 2 years. He also worked at Hominy, at the prison in Hominy for 2 years. So all those exposures to foreign culture, to prison ministry, DHS culture, prepared him for the type of thing we're doing right now. It's been a beautiful moving in this direction.
Wow, that is absolutely great. Now, if someone wants to help out, I know you were looking for pillows earlier.
We got them.
You got them?
The Pillow Factory gave us, I think, 90 pillows, and then somebody else bought a bunch and gave them to us. So we are well supplied with pillows. But that's about 6 months because they do wear out. When people move out, if they want to take a pillow with them, we let them. So it's a constant exchange there. But it's great when we put out a thing on Facebook for some need, and we get a tremendous response. It's beautiful.
It is. If folks, Sam, have a question, how do they get a hold of you there at Lighthouse?
They just call the main number and ask for us. And unfortunately, I do not know the main number.
It's in
my phone. But let me.
That's why we had some cards printed with it on it for you.
Yes, we do. And the main number is 918-336-9029, and ask for either Mr. Hayda or myself, and we'd be more than happy to answer any questions or do whatever we can.
Great. And you haven't changed your location, have you, Earl?
No, we're still 1411 West Hensley Boulevard, right across from Salvation Army. And we're seeing some great things happen. We just put in a new parking lot there in front of the building for the residents, not residents, for staff and for visitors to park. So you don't have to park in the alley anymore. So it's paved and it's got a sidewalk. So it's great to have that. And that was given, the money for that given by the Lions Foundation to help do that. And we've been very blessed with foundations. Another foundation gave us money to buy another van. We're still looking for a low mileage, late model van that would be in good shape to use. The one we got now has got about 160,000 miles on it, which it gets us around, but we need a better one. For we take people, start about 4:30 in the morning, taking people to work till about 10 o'clock at night. And since the City Ride program was discontinued about 4 or 5 years ago, it's really put a burden on us because they were able to go to DHS, to Social Security, Grand Lake, and all those things. Now we take them everywhere they need to go unless it's on within walking mm-hmm. distance or bad weather. So we've had a lot more need for transportation because we do take them to work every day. We do charge them a fee for taking them to work. But other than that, we give them the rides mm-hmm. to doctors and whatever. So We do need a vehicle that we can really count on, a backup vehicle. We use the one we got right now as a backup then once that takes place. So, and like right now, this morning we took one man to Guthrie to his probation officer, another man to airport because his son died and had to get him to airport to go see his 10-year-old son's funeral, and then just the regular people taking work. So we needed three vehicles this morning.
Wow. Wow. So the need is there, folks. So if you're looking for a place to for your money to do the most help, you might want to consider Lighthouse. And you know, just pick up the phone and talk to Errol, talk to Sam, and we'll get things moving in the right direction on that effort. My goodness sakes. That's, you know, tragedy hits, and I can't... I'm a guy who lost a son a few years back, and I can't imagine this fellow who's been trying to go forward, and then that happens. That's a special need. That is a special need.
And he was a former gang member and was very bitter, and he said in his old life he would just lashed out. But he came and talked to me after this happened, and we've had some good sharing times, and he said, I'm not mad at God. I know God is with my son. He was 10 years old, and he was a very cooperative son, a very a good son, and was living with his mother, the child's mother in California at the time. But it's great to see the change that's taking place in this man's life. And in fact, he got married while he was at the Lighthouse, and they have a new baby right now. So mm-hmm. God has given him a new son, and even though Dante will be in heaven.
Oh, boy. That is something. Now, if folks were wondering, what could they do most for Lighthouse? I imagine the best thing they could do is make a cash gift as far as a donation is concerned, because that way we can be flexible and it can go to whatever the need is present, correct?
Really, that's the most efficient way
effective,
to do it.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we have people come with, they don't even have any underwear when they come to Lighthouse. And so we take them to Walmart to purchase some underwear for them, you know. And if people donate underwear, there's so many different types and styles and stuff like that it's just, it's something you don't really talk about, but it's, everybody needs it. But
yeah.
So those type things are way we can best meet the people's mm-hmm. individual needs. So mm-hmm. Cash donation, but we also, food is a great thing also. Mm-hmm. Several churches here in town provide a meal once a month and come down and serve it. And so that really helps our budget. And that's also a good way to give out to the community, but also you get to meet the residents and just sit down with them and visit with them as you serve the meal.
I remember that last year. A few times we were really kind of putting a spotlight on that. Was you know, asking folks, have you ever been to the Lighthouse? And you invited them to lunch to meet the folks who were being helped and those who are helping others.
Once things calm down with the virus, we'll start our they were called I Had No Idea Tours, and those were wonderful.
Yeah,
and I miss those very much, but we really don't feel it's good for us or the public right now to have the interaction. And a lot of churches right now, they may not stay and serve the meal. Some do, but some don't. They just bring the meal and then we serve it. So either way, we still continue to feed the people.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we feel really clear about opening up for I Had No Idea Tours, we want to start those up again, probably May or something like that.
Well, that'd be great. I got to tell you, Sam, that is you never know who's going to come in that door.
Exactly.
You never know. And, you know, a lot of us from the radio station mm-hmm. kind of took turns, you know, coming through. Garrett, I guess, probably was in there two or three times.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you what, just the what you learn.
Yeah.
There's a lot that many of us think that we do know, but there's mm-hmm. a lot that we don't know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Just talking to residents at the Lighthouse, sometimes when we get to hear their stories, I am just... I'm amazed that they're still alive. I mean, some of the things that they go through are horrific. I mean, it just breaks your heart
mm-hmm.
to hear a story like that. Sometimes I feel like, man, that could be in a book. Your life could be in a book. And they come in. And the thing is, what I really love about the Lighthouse is they come in because they want help. They want to see a change in their life. Whatever they tried was not working. Maybe they've run out of options, and maybe the Lighthouse is their last option. So they come in broken and ready to hear God's word and to see some kind of transformation. And it's just great to be a part of that. I wish more people would be able to see that type of ministry that we do at the Lighthouse.
Man, you know, there are so many things in this life that can happen that are not even the fault of the people who are, you know, getting the bad end of the mm-hmm. stick. You know, things can happen. Your job disappears.
Mm-hmm.
perhaps maybe there was just a whole lot of circumstances that took place, and you find yourself in the middle of it, not knowing which way to go or where to turn, and sometimes that's how you wind up in a really bad spot. Yeah. And it wasn't because you woke up one morning and said, hey, I think I'm going to go sleep in the woods and take my chances. Yeah. I don't think anybody ever wakes up one day and says that.
Yeah. And we do have some cases where some people have been victims of other people's decisions.
Oh,
we have that.
Yeah.
We have that a lot. And we have a lot of people that have made some really bad decisions.
Yeah.
And we also have people that you know, lost a job, don't have any family or nowhere to go, and basically they just need a job and a place to stay to get back on their feet. And so you have all those people together, unified, and we try to bring them all together and give them the help that they need, and also their spiritual help. And that's what makes the Lighthouse so different than all the other homeless shelters and stuff. It's not just a homeless shelter. We believe it's a transformation shelter, and with God at the focus of everything that we do, with Jesus Christ.
Now, Errol, we work from the inside out, don't we?
Right.
We can take care of you being cold. We can give you some warmth, but you know, the food for the body, the food for the soul, the food for your heart.
Yeah.
That it all works that way. So again, where can we find you physically?
We're 1411 West Hensley Boulevard, west side of town. We'd love to have you come and visit us. And any questions, give us a call.
Please do, because I got to tell you, Lighthouse has been doing such great work. And again, it has been that was news to me when you said, after all this time, after helping all these people from almost all over the place, that wind up in Bartlesville looking for some help. No COVID cases.
Right.
Unbelievable.
We had one man that came by and said he had had the COVID. And so he said, well, if you've been 2 weeks later, come back in 2 weeks with a test showing that you were negative now. And so he did come back later. It was more than that before he came back. But we did have one person that had said they had had it when they came, but we didn't let him in until we got a clearance from the health department.
Therefore, it didn't spread,
right.
And everybody walked out fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And one of our staff was at church and was exposed to somebody in Sunday school, and so they quarantined themselves in their room for 2 weeks until they got a clear test. So we did have that incident.
So you had the brushes, but you never had a full-blown
case.
Exactly. That is amazing.
Exactly.
Well, Errol and Sam, I want to thank you both for being here with us today and letting us know a lot about